Modern science has finally tied together the way in which getting leaner and improving longevity and health supplements might make getting to both easier.
With me now with some answers is
a real doctor who treats real patients and has developed several all-natural remedies to fight the effects of aging, enhance your memory, and even give a much-needed boost to your energy levels. With us to tell us about these cutting-edge formulas is Dr. Dave himself.
Dr. Dave Wonorowski.
Dr. Dave Wonorowski, also known as Dr. Dave.
Thank you. Dr. Dave. Dr. Dave Unleashed.
Disclaimer, we have to be very, very careful about what we say. You alone, the listener, must assume all liability and responsibility for use, misuse, or disuse of this information, non-use of this information. None of the information here is for anything but entertainment and educational purposes. It is not meant to treat, mitigate, diagnose, or in any way affect any disease.
Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Dave Wonorowski from www.thelongevityedge.com. Back with you for another podcast, and today is a very special one. I have on the line here a young lady that I've known now for approximately 2 years, professionally and personally, a wonderful, wonderful person in my life who continues to enrich my knowledge base and who I call the queen of hydrosols. Her name is Coralie Carrier Carambol Moses, and we call her Coco. Did I get that right, Coco?
Yes, this is right.
Okay,
so totally right. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Dave. I'm so honored to be here with you today.
Well, it's an honor for me, as you know, and every time we speak, we push the edge, the boundaries of our knowledge and of our understanding and of our hearts and our spirits and our minds. So this is going to be a lot more than just an informational call for people. So folks out there, fasten your seatbelts because Coco is a wealth of knowledge about hydrosols, and you might not even have heard about hydrosols. As a matter of fact, to our knowledge, there are no podcasts on hydrosols. I'm sure there's some on essential oils, which is an area that I'm very, very familiar with. But Coco introduced me to hydrosols when we first met way back in Costa Rica. December of 2018, January of 2019, under very, very special circumstances. And you gifted everybody in the group some Namo, and my life has changed ever since that time. And you and I share a couple of things. Number one, we share extremely long last names. So we've shared them. I call you Coco, you call me Dr. Dave or just Dave. And the other thing that we share is a passion for how we can use sense, S-C-E-N-T-S, not S-E-N-S-E, but sense, the olfactory system, to change our internal environment and also for the best possible skincare. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Very, very broad topic, and one that is becoming more and more popular. So it's exciting to have you here sort of as a pioneer in bringing all this back. What's old is new again. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and how you came into the whole arena of skincare and hydrosols?
Definitely. So excited about our conversation indeed. So thank you so much for the space. I was born and grew up in Provence, region in south of France. And I grew up very curious and playful, adventurous, artistic, scientist, and have always been passionate about life and learning so much more. I realized very early on that I wanted to have a positive impact on the world at a very young age. So I decided to become an engineer to participate in the renewable energy and sustainability sector. I, in parallel, earned an MBA from a prestigious school carried out in both South of France and China. Then I went ahead and lived in different countries, visiting over 40 countries as the youngest female project manager, director, and key speaker in my sector during 8 years. And actually, 3 years ago, I found myself based in Miami, living out of a plane, working crazy hours a day, until I did a yoga teacher training that really helped me reconnect with who I was and take care of myself again. Then my travels led me to Latin America to explore the healing power of plants. And this is when I reconnected with what I always had grown up with, the smell of plants in Provence. And this is when I reconnected truly to my mission in life, which is to help people reconnect with their hearts through wellness plant rituals. And this is how my company Nemo was born, which is actually who I am. This alliance of scientific knowledge and bringing wellness to human being and helping people reconnecting with themselves.
It's beautiful, and you know, I have to laugh because yeah, I guess we can both blame it on yoga. A lot of things in our lives.
Indeed.
My yoga story is funny because my original yogini was just said, you know, you're too stiff, I can't teach you yoga, you're gonna hurt yourself. And I told her, this is about 4 or 5 years ago, said, I'll be back, you know, in the sort of Schwarzenegger type response. And, you know, I met some beautiful individuals who introduced me, to yoga. And, you know, then I did a teacher training, which was typical of me, you know, barely able to touch my toes. And, you know, 3 months later, I'm in teacher training for 200 hours. And so, yeah, we can blame a lot on yoga, but we both had transformative experiences by looking at what we did and realized, you know what, this isn't really what I was put here for. And, you know, my journey, my essential oil journey, which of course is different. We're going to talk about that in a second. But my journey with using the olfactory system started way, way back in 2000, 2002. I had a company that I eventually was divested of called Dr. Dave's Best. And I had 6 or 7 essential oils. And I was very familiar with the olfactory system and how it could change moods and also a lot of the positive benefits. And another thing that you're doing, obviously, with your product line, which I want to get to as well, is you're providing not just this beautiful way of reconnecting through rituals. And gosh, rituals are so important, aren't they? I mean, people have lost track of rituals as a way of grounding and as a way of anchoring themselves, as a way of setting the frame for their day. So you know what I'm going to do right now? I have a bottle of Nemo Now with me, which is one of your products. This one is a beautiful hydrosol derived from holy basil. I'm going to spritz right now because I want to invoke the ritual that this scent and get this wonderful mood change that happens with your hydrosols. So you know, you've got all this ways of helping people reconnect through rituals, reconnect with their hearts, reconnect with their spirits, and also in the process take amazing care of their skin with completely natural products. So first of all, can you tell us what your website is, and then please launch into, I want to hear everything about everything you make, because I have pretty much everything that you make in my cabinet. I use it routinely, but I think our audience needs to hear. So website and product line, let's get to it.
Definitely. Thank you. We can get the live, you know, feel from you, which is fantastic. The website is feelnamo.com, feelnamo.com. And the whole product line is actually the highest quality natural skincare products to serve our physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. We do offer specific rituals, as you said, for each product so that people can connect with themselves and bring themselves these self-love that is so needed nowadays, and that is always on the second seat in our life, right? At the moment, we work with raw premium ingredients only. And I guess we will talk about our providers and the way we work a little bit later. At the moment, we have our first product available, which is the facial spray that you just tried. And we are soon launching three other products, which are our daily micro peeling cleanser and anti-aging serum cream and a sacred ceremonial floral water, which will come in bottle and also in carry-on mist. We do work with nature all the way, and we do consider the importance of bringing back water element to our bodies, which is what we are made of. And this is why we do work with hydrosols a lot, which are water essences.
This is, I'm cheating because, you know, I have all your products. You gave them to me a while back, and I've been using them ever since. And of course, all I can say is the world is waiting, so please hurry up with the amazing stuff that you have to release. There's going to be people who want to buy Namo immediately after hearing this.
We'll do our best.
I can't say enough about it. So, you know, we're all waiting for what you've got, because I'm testimonial and testifying without any, you know, remuneration on this. This is the missing link. From my standpoint, this olfactory system, our sense, if you will, S-C-E-N-T-S again, is the most primordial system we have. And not to offend any creationists, but if you believe in evolution, when we were earthworms and whatever we were before, single-celled organisms, we had some version of vibration, and then it developed into scent. And so the most primordial thing, it's also the first area of the brain that develops in an embryo, is this connection between the olfactory nerves and the brain. So this is us. This is us from the beginning to the end. And no matter what we evolve into, we're always going to have this avenue into our moods, into our brains, into our spirits, and into our hearts. And this is why these products are so impactful. And you have this background, this really interesting background of you know, business and science, as well as the spirituality, and of course the desire to bring a sustainable, natural, chemical-free product. I can't tell you how important it is to be non-synthetic when it comes to this olfactory system and the skin. We'll talk about skin toxins, I'm sure, but just let me dive in for 1 second to this chemical scent and its effect on our brain. When I was in pre-med, we synthesized all kinds of synthetic scents, basically. We made scents like peppermint oil and banana oil. And the crazy thing about them was they were molecule for molecule copies of what Mother Nature made, but they were much more intense, and they also contained impurities. And when you would smell them, I remember the banana oil, I was just thinking, oh, you know, I like bananas, but I do not like this banana oil. This is way too, there's something wrong about this. And my brain and my olfactory system knew right away it was synthetic. Whether it was the impurities, whether it was some minor tweak or change in the chemical structure, I don't know. But if you put a synthetic fragrance, what happens to a lot of people is they say, well, that smells nice. And then when they get to their middle age, all of a sudden they become chemically sensitive. And a lot of people don't know this, but this is a toxic effect of synthetic scents. And the other thing that happens, and I alert people to this, if you're one of those people that you used to be able, I mean, I used to be able to walk into any room with any scent, it didn't bother me. And then towards the end of my internal medicine career back in 2004, before I became full-blown anti-aging, regenerative medicine, and of course all the wonderful, fun, creative things I get to do, I started to develop this multiple chemical sensitivity in terms of scents. And it's actually a mitochondrial disorder. And it's a reflection of toxins in the environment and toxins in fragrance. So one of the things that you completely avoid is anything unnatural in your products. So I can't stress enough how important this is. We want to live long, healthy lives, and we're surrounded by this synthetic environment, both in scents and skin, etc. So everybody who's listening out there, there's a reason why you want natural fragrances. And it has to do with your health. It has to do with the purity of your brain and your thinking process, and also, of course, of how well your olfactory system responds. Because sooner or later, you dump enough chemicals and enough synthetics into your body or into your nose, and you're going to develop almost like an allergic reaction. So we want to alert people to that. And with Coco's products, that is never, ever going to be an issue. People who have multiple chemical sensitivities can tolerate these products. So this seems like a good time to sort of segue into differentiating essential oils from hydrosols. You know, I'm an essential oil guy. You're a hydrosol, queen of hydrosols. I'll call myself the king of essential oils, though I think that's a little premature. But we know a lot about both topics, but the general public is probably a little bit more familiar now with essential oils because they seem to have been popularized lately. Hydrosols were before essential oils. Hydrosols were the primordial fragrance and scents that we used before we developed the distilling process. You know, the distilling process has been around a long time, but the sort of steaming of plant materials, if you will, and making hydrosols has been around a lot longer. So can you differentiate for us, from your point of view, hydrosols versus essential oils and what we're looking at?
Yes, definitely. So I would say, first of all, that a hydrosol is the very essence of a plant captured in water after distilling the botanical material. So the botanical material can be plants, can be roots, can be fruits. A lot of things are being distilled nowadays. But it is the most ancient process to have all of those properties of the plant in a solution. And we say that when we distill, we rebirth the plant in another form. We conserve the soul of the plant, which a hydrosol is a live being. So to differentiate both, I would go through three main points, which are: the first one is really the fact that it's safe to use a hydrosol on the skin without any necessity to be diluted. Hydrosol are safe for anyone, adults, babies, children, elderly, pregnant and nursing women, and even pets. There are literally no contraindication, no artificial fragrances. So there's a big difference here with essential oils being very volatile and being needed to be diluted and not being safe for everyone to use at any time and anywhere. The second point would be that, as I mentioned, the hydrosols are alive. Because we do distill fresh material, and for the essential oil, we distill mostly dead plant material, as we need to stack up more material to get more out of it. Because we need to weigh more material to produce more essential oil. Mm-hmm. And finally, the distillation process for hydrosol gets both of the hydrophobe and hydrophilic components of the plant, which are the oil and the water component of the plant, which actually makes hydrosol a more complex full body and containing both of the properties of the plant. So they are very, very different bodies, and I would say that we do need both at all times, and it's really depending on what we need and when, and for who. And they are very different and complementary beings.
Mm. So I have a couple analogies I'd like to run by you, just to sort of let you. I want you to weigh in on these. The way I think about it. First and foremost, to me, hydrosols are the first and the original scent therapies in skincare. They existed before the complex distillation process that's necessary to make the oils. And ironically, these days, and this is changing, obviously, you don't do this, you are dedicated to hydrosols, but the only hydrosols that we had available for many, many years were the sort of biological waste products, if you will, of the essential oils. And as you know, and I certainly know from my essential oil escapades, the sourcing is getting less sustainable. It's getting more adulterated. And right now, most of the hydrosols that you would buy out there are actually the biological waste products of essential oil distillation, not the opposite, which is the way you do it. You start with the hydrosol as the beginning and the end of the product line. And as you say, it's got a live component. Interesting analogy here, grapes to grape juice to wine, and wine to cognac. Each process requires additional distillation. Now, I love cognac, and I used to like wine, but bottom line is that they are somewhat concentrated versions of the original natural product. Another way I look at this is, and this is even maybe a little too strong, but way back in the day, we used to have a supplement called Red Yeast Rice, which people would take to lower their cholesterol. And then after a period of time, the pharmaceutical industry, specifically Merck, got a hold of this and reduced it to one isolated molecule, which they released as Mevacor, as a drug. And Red Yeast Rice was well tolerated, it worked, and nobody seemed to have any problems. And of course, Mevacor had all kinds of issues with muscle aches and liver toxicity. So you can go too far. And I'll give you a personal example also. Again, I love essential oils. I'm all about them. I love hydrosols. But I was told a little while ago to show myself more self-love. And I was told by my essential oil shaman, along with a lot of other people. And he said, you know, one of the ways you can do this, you can make your own scent. So I decided, you know, you actually own a scent. It's, you know, it's Coco 1 and 2 are scents I made for you. I have about 5 of these scents of my own, and they're derived from black walnut because I wanted the unique scent of the black walnut.
Yes. Well,
black walnut has a chemical, a toxin in it. It's a phytotoxin. It's toxic to plants. It's called juglone. And juglone, if you walk around a black walnut tree, nothing grows. And it's because it just basically sets up a wall and says nothing else can grow here but me. Juglone can also be a skin irritant, and I found this out, and I had to actually reduce the amount of black walnut extract in my own personal perfumes. I was getting a little bit of itchiness. It was the first sign of you know, some skin irritation. So these are things that you don't have to worry about at all with hydrosols. As you said, they're safe for everybody. They're safe for people with sensitive skin. They're safe for people who have allergic reactions to especially synthetic fragrances. They're safe for babies. They're safe for pets. And you don't have to worry about any adulterated things put in there the way you would with other fragrances, because we're going to talk about some of the toxicities, but especially in a pregnant woman or a developing child, these are very vulnerable periods of time where you do not want a lot of what gets put in cosmetics these days.
Indeed. Yeah. Yes, totally. Thank you for this.
No, yeah, absolutely. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is skincare, anti-aging, and this kind of thing. So your hydrosols obviously fit that perfectly because they're toxin-free. You know, my area of expertise is anti-aging and regenerative medicine. I believe there are strong properties in your hydrosols from the water, for obviously for hydration, but also from the plant material as a sort of natural antimicrobial and as a natural anti-inflammatory. And we'll talk about why that's so important. But what has been your experience with that?
Yes, definitely. So I think to begin with, it's important to recognize that we do come from the earth, like plants do. And therefore, the active principles of the plants benefit us. And then each plant can benefit different parts of our bodies, physical, mental, and spiritual as well. And there's a real need to know about the plants to get the most benefits out of them. For instance, if lavender grows at a very low or very high altitude, it wouldn't be the same benefits that we can find in her. For example, some will be a very great hydrosol against mosquito bites, and some will be very calming. We can use hydrosols as many different things. We can use it as a toner. We can use them as a calming essence for our emotional bodies. We can use them as a fixing makeup agent. So I would say it really depends on what plant and how we use them and how we know how to use them.
Mm. You know, you mentioned, go ahead, I'm sorry.
If I answered a question.
No, I think you did, but of course now I have another question for you based on your answer.
Please.
So, I would first want to remind the audience out there that it's funny, we talk about traditional medicine and usually what they mean is allopathic medicine, which is my area of MD or DO. Mm-hmm. But traditional medicine is really plant-based in lots of ways. Obviously, it was the original medicine. And people don't know this, but I would say upwards of 95% of all of our pharmaceutical drugs or prescription drugs come from plant-based materials. And the pharmaceutical industry is now trying to harness synthetic versions of antibodies, monoclonal antibodies, and these kinds of things. This is very exciting to me as a physician, but there's also a horrific number of side effects and a horrific cost to this. So I would always encourage people to familiarize themselves with the original traditional medicine, which is plant-based medicine. Now, you mentioned lavender, and I'm going to spritz myself one more time with Namo now, just because I can't get enough of this beautiful holy basil. So you have lavender, obviously something that people know about. Holy basil may not be something they know about. So the hydrosols can be made, as you said, from many, many different things. Could you just sort of give us a little compare and contrast to say lavender containing hydrosol and what's in Nemo now, the holy basil hydrosol? So tell us a little bit about the differences and educate people a little bit more on holy basil, which is something that a lot of people don't know about.
Yes, definitely. So actually, Nemo now contains both holy basil and lime hydrosols. Holy basil being the first ingredient. It's tulsi, which is really known in India, sacred basil, which they have been working with for a long time. And holy basil is really anti-inflammatory, astringent, also a very uplifting, protects the heart space in our spiritual body and help us get rid of that lower vibration that we might hold, as well as the lime. So they are very complementary hydrosols in many levels. The lime is very antibacterial, and it does, together they work on really dissipating this I'm going to make it this lower vibration and really uplifting. our energy, and at the same time getting our pores together of the skin, physically speaking, and toning our skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know, you mentioned the whole anti-inflammatory thing. As a regenerative medicine anti-aging doc, anti-inflammation is at the center and the crux of so much of what we can do to reduce the aging process. And I talk about this in a lot of my emails. I know you and I will be talking about this in future podcasts. But it's the center of where most people can affect a lot of very positive effects for not a lot of money. And so I think it's really important to stress that holy basil and lime combination is one of those things. I know you've got a lot of other hydrosols planned, but let's go back to one that, you know, people are going to know a little bit more about, the lavender. And I don't, I'm not sure if that, is that in your water or, you know, does that fit into your product line yet or not?
It actually doesn't currently.
Okay.
It's a main Provence plant.
Okay.
It's not yet included in our line. It is in a product which will come out soon.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I cannot talk about it yet.
Okay.
I will,
it's a secret.
In the next podcast.
Fabulous! I love secrets in a. That'll give everyone yet another reason to come back, in addition to the phenomenal content you're running on this.
Wonderful.
So, you know, you mentioned Provence. I know one of the big differences, and again, this bears stressing, so much of what's made out there in essential oil or even hydrosol is made in a commercialized plant, as in a factory, instead of being made by the plant, you know, the green material or the colorful material that grows in Gaia, the earth, it's made in a factory, made in that kind of a plant. And so it's not made by the plant, it's made in a plant. And this introduces a couple of different things. It introduces the issue of possible microbial contamination, and it introduces, of course, synthetics. People are not always required by law to list. And things like 100% natural may mean that it is 100% natural, or it may mean that it's got other things in it, including something like ethylene glycol or dioxins or some phthalates, which are not required to list. So because of the labeling issues, I know that you are scrupulous about the production of your products. I know that you're scrupulous about your source and your suppliers. And I know that you oversee the whole process just as I do with everything I make. And that's really what makes us different. So tell us a little bit about where you get some of this stuff and how you have your hand in making sure that people are getting exactly what you want them to get.
Definitely. So actually, as you said, it is so crucial to be able to control the whole chain in quality, and we lose quality very fast. As we know, there is a huge difference between a poor hydrosol or essential oil quality and a high one. So our process is totally handmade, handcrafted, with premium raw ingredients. We do not outsource. We keep control of the quality of our products, and we make everything both in Miami and in partnership with a lab in south of France that we have known very well for a long time. Namo has actually partnered with the naturopath Lionel Ross from south of France. He is specialized in scientific aromatherapy from the Swiss College. He's a renowned naturopath of south of France, had worked with many celebrities, and we've been co-creating for now over a year. And together, we were able to select very specific and passionate partners, just with a very strong bioethics spirit. So our providers actually come from northern West Italy, south of France, Corsica. We have been visiting them. We exactly know how they produce and know exactly everything from the tree or the plant to their end product. And this relationship with Sasso France allows us to source from that region products which are really rare and that contain those active principles that we're looking for as well. Also, I would like to add that we are crucial about working with the rhythm of nature in our processes, which is we work ourselves and our providers with the earth. For example, we cut the holy basil only during the crescent and full moon. We allow the plant to rest then with the decreasing moon. We have a whole ritual about how we work with plants and our providers as well, which is really felt in the material that we get at the end of the day. What we get is a result of the first matter that we work with. And this can relate as well to the difference of seasons, for example, to how plants are treated, to what rituals we're doing for plants every day, how we talk to them, how we nourish them with water. What we actually see is very little from that, but this is a whole process from the very beginning, from growing the plants and really taking care of that soil until the product itself.
So you have, like I do, a whole spectrum from stem to stern, or from harvest to hydrosol, if you want to call it that, control over that process. You have specific ways that you treat the plants to honor them, to honor the earth, and also to maintain the sustainability. And it makes a huge difference. You know, I wasn't going to use the word addiction here because it has a negative connotation, especially now. But there's going to be, I'm having a little addiction with now. This is the fourth time I've used it in about an hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about how this all fits.
Hello, everyone. Please be sure to check out part 2 to this fantastic episode. Thank you.